And before I ask my question, I just want to share a little kind of funny thing that happened just in the past couple of weeks. I just got two new sound systems in one of my cars and one of my trucks. And I know it largely to listen, that's why I listened to most of the tapes and CDs, Abraham material. And after about a week, I went to turn the CD player on, and it occurred to me that the power button wasn't marked power, and it wasn't marked on or off, it was marked source. That was pretty amusing, I laughed. And then in my car, the next day, a couple days later, because I don't drive it that often, I went to turn on the CD player, and it was a different brand, but it was also marked source. So, it just occurred to me that that's the way I turn it on. Hit source. My question is, my son just turned 13, and...
Please accept our condolences.
Well, neither of us have choked either of the other one to death, so we're good. He's such an amazing kid.
Yes.
He's unbelievable. What is the most appropriate way, when I'm wanting to strangle him, to put him in touch with his feeling good?
Well, when you are wanting to strangle him, you can't. We do not mean you can't strangle him. We mean when you are in that place of feeling like that, you cannot be a catalyst to reconnecting him to his source, because he has caused you to focus upon something that is keeping you not connected, and you have nothing to give him at that time. So what you will have to do is practice not getting upset with him. In other words, in fact, we think it is the agreement that the two of you struck even before either one of you got here.
I've felt that a lot.
And it goes something like this. I'll come forth and I'll do my best to antagonize you. And if you are, now, we are really stretching this, because as you said and as we know, this is an absolutely delightful being. But this is a strong being with a mind of his own and a teacher to the very core of his being, just like you are a teacher to the very core of your being. And so, not a puppet, not a parrot, not someone mimicking. In other words, someone coming forth with the deliberate intent of finding his own voice and finding his own place. And the interesting thing about that is when someone comes forth with that kind of powerful intention and they begin finding their voice, before they can find their voice, they got to fish around a little bit. And they often find things that are not their voice in the process of finding their voice. And then those who are nearby who have already found their voice want to guide them sort of to the same voice. And what you're really wanting to do is just trust that he'll find his way. And do your very best to hold that faith. In other words, stand back and acknowledge that all really is well. It's so well that there's nothing for you to worry about. And in your knowledge of that, that is the most that you could do for anyone. And it certainly is important with this one. And we think ultimately will be very easy. We do not think that you will have a rough ride for very long.
I don't either.
With any of this.
I guess more in general, my question, which you pretty much answered, was not so much when I'm irritated, but just generally in guiding him to...
Well, the guidance that we want to give you on behalf of him, in other words, the guidance that we are feeling from his broader perspective, is you don't need to guide him. He has enough of a footing and has developed enough of his own desires as a result of interacting with you and with life, that now the guidance that we would encourage you to encourage him to is his own guidance. In other words, the thing that we would like you to know so clearly is he doesn't need me, he's got his own connection. And so the way that plays out in